Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Proffitt. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, this year, what are some tips for a self-employed individual that they can do to maximize some tax strategies?
Sure. So one of the big things with people that are self-employed is a lot of people don't realize that if you own a building, you can pay yourself rent.
Sure.
So one of the big things that happens with Social Security is there's caps where Social Security maxes out. And a lot of self-employed people, especially people that are newly self-employed, they may not hit those caps. And so since you got to pay 15.3% Social Security and Medicare taxes on any income, rental income is not subject to Social Security and Medicare income. It is subject to Hall's tax in Tennessee, so there's a little bit of estate tax. But when you're looking at a 15% rate versus, you know, single digit rates, those are pretty big attractive. So one of the things a lot of self-employed individuals can do is, as rent rates have increased across the country, you know, get your lease contract, maybe pay yourself rent if you own your own building. That way you can lower some of that taxable income.
Right. And then what about, so the mileage deduction is a common one.
Sure. So you can always write off mileage if you're self-employed. Sometimes, you know, people will do actual expenses on a piece of equipment. Now that depreciation schedules have dropped from where they used to be, the mileage makes a lot more sense because you can't write off as much stuff as you used to. And so that's one big thing is don't forget to track your mileage, but you do have to track it. And you do need to make sure that if you're using your vehicle for personal purposes, you're not just adding that in.
Right. And then a couple more things. So paying quarterly estimates and taxes,
right.
That's another one that's a huge saver.
Right. And a lot of people think that I shouldn't pay quarterly. Well, if you make more than $150,000 a year, you owe 110% of what you paid last year in taxes. And so if you don't pay that, you're now paying a penalty and you're paying interest.
Yeah.
And back when interest rates were zero, that wasn't as big a deal. That's not the case anymore. So one of the things that we do encourage people to do is we can attempt to help estimate what your quarterly taxes could be, but make sure you're paying your quarterly estimates. A lot of times, pay them online now because, you know, the mail is not as efficient as it used to be. Make sure that they get the check. I had a check one time that didn't make it to the IRS, and I kept waiting for it, and so I eventually ended up having to send another one.
Yeah.
And so now I pay all my stuff online.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to do through the IRS's website to pay your quarterly taxes. And then the last thing is, what about an owner's only 401k?
Right. So with owner's only 401ks, you know, depending upon the year, you can put, about $70,000 into a 401k of income. So if you have, make $100,000, you could actually defer $50,000 from your taxes. And so one of the big things people don't realize is if you don't have any employees, you don't have to match anybody but yourself. And so, yeah, you got the $23,500 limit plus the $7,500 limit over 50 for 2025, but you've also got the employer portion, which can go up to $70,000 in 2025.
Right, and that's a huge tax savings.
Oh, it is. And that's the thing that a lot of people don't realize, that you can defer that much money. You know, and then, of course, with a 401k, you can borrow against that money.
Right.
An IRA, you can't. So another thing is, if you needed the money, a lot of self-employed people, you may have to juggle some of that. You can also borrow against your own money.
Yeah.
But it's a great way, if you're self-employed, to really put some money back. You've also got, you know, other IRAs and other things to save, but deferring some money from taxes is something you could do and you should do.
Right. So, well, thanks for talking to us about some self-employed tips and ways that you can maximize your pay and ultimately how much you bring home at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
And thank you for tuning in today. We hope you have a great day.